website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
The Florida Georgia Truth Network, on the air in St. Mary's at 91.3. Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We're delighted to have you on board with us today as we face the issues. Looking forward to your dialogue and discussion. We'll be talking about an issue today that's pretty broad and all-encompassing, but we're going to narrow it down so that we can have a few little poignant points during the course of our dialogue and discussion today. Big Brother to our rescue. Have you heard the latest news? The latest news, ladies and gentlemen, the federal government is asking Joe Biden, the Biden administration, asking the House of Representatives and our Senate to pass legislation to allow the federal government to place a warning label on social media output. Now, I'm sure that they're doing that to help us. I'm sure, ladies and gentlemen, there in wanting to pass that legislation, it reminds me of President Ronald Reagan's words when he said the nine most dangerous words in the English vocabulary. We're here from the government, and we're here to help you. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about that today along with other things that I believe is associated with it. What are your thoughts? Should the federal government come into position of allowing warning labels to be placed on social media outlets and platforms? Will that be as far as it goes? Will that be to help our children when, ladies and gentlemen, the Biden administration is pushing the LGBTQI+ sodomite agenda, where the Biden administration is pushing the butchering of healthy body parts from young men, young ladies in America today, where our schools are filled with raw porn that is called sex education, and the government wants to help our kids today? They are now saying that social media is damaging to our youth in America. Is that the extent of it, or does it go farther than that? I believe it goes much farther than that. I believe there's a mindset and a goal to do that. When we have, I'm looking at a headline, "Teacher Takes Girl for Abortion." An investigation has found that a public school teacher in New Hampshire was fired after requesting sick leave during which the teacher actually took a student to get an abortion. We're allowing that to take place, and you're concerned about social media and how it's going to rot the brains of our youth today? Of course, I think there's danger in that. I'm not discounting that at all. But should Big Brother, Uncle Sam, step in and control that if they can pass the legislation to do that? Will they tweak that legislation to make it broader so that it protects adults also? Would they tweak that legislation so that just as during COVID, misinformation and disinformation was blocked by the federal government through social media? I'm concerned about where we're going with that, ladies and gentlemen, and I pray that you are also. From a Christian conservative patriot standpoint, I believe that we need to have the federal government off the backs of the citizens of America, out of the purses, the pocketbooks of the citizens of America. We need to today reject Big Brother's approach of wanting to control what we drive, where we go, what we do, what we spend, what we say, etc., etc. It is, ladies and gentlemen, I believe one of the most dangerous things that can continue to happen in its devolution in America to control the voices of we the people. Ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, let me remind you that we do so based on the authority of Scripture. I call it having a central biblicist worldview. We look at the scripture in John 8, 31 and 32. Jesus, speaking to his disciples, he said, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." John 14, 6, Jesus says, "I am truth." Further in John 17, 17, a declaratory statement is made, "Thy word is truth." It is the truth of the word of God, ladies and gentlemen. This should carry the weight in everything we say or do. It was the secularist George Orwell that said, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." And I see that taking place each and every day, where there's a disdain, a revulsion, a disinterest in anything that's called truth. Truth matters. It always has. But it matters perhaps today more than any other time in my lifetime, and I'm still under 100. Hey, may I say to you, we need to recognize truth. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, "Faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death." That's my mantra each and every day on this broadcast. As we face the issues, we need to stick to the truth. It's the truth book. It's the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. That should be the fountainhead of all truth that we look at. If we look at the world situation through the prism of the word of God, we can better understand what is taking place. Some of those things that are taking place today, as we touch on them, the war in Israel, is it enlarging to a global war? What is taking place in Israel? Should our government, should Joe Biden have the authority to tell Benjamin Netanyahu to cease and desist any further wiping out of Hamas and Hezbollah and the other enemies of Israel? What about, ladies and gentlemen, the mindset today that the next thing on the calendar for the federal government is to declare another pandemic, the bird flu, bird virus? Don't you realize it's looming as a major danger, according to the CDC? The former head of the CDC, Dr. Robert Redford, says the next pandemic will be bird flu. When will it happen? Is that on the horizon? Will it take place before our election in November? Number of things we'll talk about today, but the major thing we're looking at is Big Brother, come to the rescue. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, right at the intersection of the 295 Beltway and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a benchmark, an identifier. There's a 165-foot flagpole. The top of that flagpole is the U.S. flag, Old Glory, flowing 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole. The base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. Wait, wait, wait. There's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly oriented environment that you're working in. Tools for Time allows its staff to be off on Sunday to worship in the house of God with the family of God. Is God's word ordained it to be so? Drop by Tools for Time. Make an application for employment. Wait for an interview. See what God does, placing in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, our telephone lines will be open in just a moment. I'm going to further a brief monologue. Then our lines will be open. The telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. We'll have the privilege today of having an interview with Congressman Mike Hill. Congressman Hill is the former District 1 Florida representative. We always look forward to a dialogue and discussion with Congressman Hill. When it gets to some of the serious issues, always enjoy having the dialogue and discussion with Congressman Hill to get his viewpoint and to allow us to hear what he says in relationship to what his thoughts are and his opinions on these issues. But ladies and gentlemen, let me just simply do a little recap of something that I said earlier in the pre-monologue. I believe that when we see what's happening, we need to recognize that we, the people, ought not to place our faith and trust and confidence in the federal government. Every morning we wake up, there's some tidbit of news. This morning's news, which was kind of a shock to me in a way, but this early morning news, the government's now warning the legislature to pass legislation to control social media. Now, listen very carefully. Let me give you a little backdrop in my most humble opinion. Social media was totally dominated, controlled by the federal government through the social media platforms in collusion, cooperation with the federal government, where even Facebook, Google, all of the social media platforms were censoring anything that you'd say, I'd say, questioning the election in 2020, or questioning the COVID jab. And by the way, just a little parenthetical footnote to that. We're just now finding out some more of the details of the lies, and more lies told by the federal government to we the people. We found out the CDC lied to us about the efficacy of the COVID vaccination. We found out that Dr. Anthony Fauci lied to us about the 6-foot social distancing. Dr. Fauci lied to us, and the federal government carried that lie. Lied to us about the efficacy of a mask and how we ought to mask up, 1, 2, 3 mask in order to protect our. And if mask didn't work, ladies and gentlemen, put a plastic shield on. Take your groceries before you take them in the house. Take a hose to them and wash them down good, because it might have COVID droplets all over them that would contaminate your home. Keep the schools closed so that the kids cannot contaminate others and come home and kill grandma and grandpa, which was the mantra of that day. I'm repeating all of those things because those things were lies from the federal government, but promulgated, pushed, and propagated by social media. And at the same time, if we the people said anything about COVID shot being deadly, if we said anything about the COVID vaccination not being efficacious, if we challenged any of the reports that was made by CDC, FDA, and all other federal agencies, then we were the ones that were wrong. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm bringing that out simply because the newest news is that the head of the health agency for the United States of America, federal government, now saying that we need to control social media with some legislation that would allow a warning. They said, listen, they said, just like on a cigarette pack, you've got the warning, it could be dangerous to your health. Now, can you imagine going on social media, clicking on something that you want to read, look at, or understand further? For example, Google, Facebook, etc., etc., YouTube. You go on that media platform, and all of a sudden the screen comes up. The material that you're seeking could be dangerous to your health. Therefore, you're blocked out. You cannot see it, or read it, or transmit it. That's where we're going. And that's one of the major things I want us to discuss today, and we'll drift off into other tentacles of the same thing with the federal government's control. I'm thankful to have today with us on Let's Face the Issues, Congressman Mike Hill. Congressman Hill is the former District 1 Florida representative in the House of Representatives for the state of Florida. I'm thankful that he's taking some time away from his valuable schedule to talk with us today, and let's have some dialogue and discussion on these issues. Congressman Hill, thank you so much for joining us today. Looking forward to the lively discussion on this and other things that I think we need to discuss and see and understand. Thank you for joining us.
Dr. Youngblood, thank you for having me. And what's pretty amazing is that I know you and I never did believe the masking or taking the jab or any of the other lies, that the administration was trying to push down our throats. Not only the American administration, but the World Health Organization and other nations were also going along with this disastrous policy of trying to contain this made-up COVID-19 pandemic. And now that all the truth is coming out, we all know that it was such a lie, there is no one being punished for it right now. And that is a true tragedy right there.
It certainly is, and I'm concerned, and I don't know how you would go about this, but, you know, now retired Sir Anthony Fauci, as I call him, admits that the six-foot social distancing was something that just dropped down, just happened. He admits that he may have made a mistake on, quote, masking and the requirements for masking. He admits that, in fact, he's not admitting, but that he's the causative factor for the schools being closed and keeping our kids almost 2 years behind in the educational process. He's refusing to admit that. And now, I'm looking at the headlines, Congressman Hill. U.S. Surgeon General calls for social media platforms to display mental health warnings. I almost laugh at that. Surgeon General Vivek Murphy says a health warning for social media platform is not enough and Congress should act. U.S. Surgeon General said that it should be required on every social media platform. He states in his op-ed, the platforms have been particularly harmful to a youth in America. The official first sounding the alarm and social media last year when he called on Congress to enact policies that would prevent adolescents from being exposed to extreme violence, sexual content, et cetera, et cetera. Now, Congressman Hill, my question is this, and I'd love to have your take on it. If we have in our public school system the forced educational process with the sodomite agenda, where in many of the school districts they allow models of the male-female genitalia to be displayed with the students going forward and explaining to the classroom how those models work and interact. And we're afraid of social media might have something that would be difficult and would be extreme sexual violence, extreme violence or sexual content. Do they think the general public's idiots? Do they think we're crazy or that we are nitwits in some fashion? I find that to be totally antithetical to anything that'd be called truth. So the question that I really have, should our legislators even consider the recommendation of legislation of this type?
No, Dr. Youngblood. And here's the thing. They don't need to, because those social media companies will do it anyway. Okay. We saw during the pandemic of how Facebook would censor anyone who would speak out against it, how Twitter, before it was bought by Elon Musk, would censor anyone who had an opposing position, of how they would censor anyone who dared challenge the 2020 election as being fraudulent. They didn't need any legislation to send up these warning signals. They just did it. They did it on their own. And so this whole thing of trying to add legitimacy to their crooked ways is not going to go anywhere. It can't pass the House right now unless a number of rhinos will go ahead and capitulate. But they don't need any legislation like that. The idea of this is to send out a signal to the state legislators to do something like that. And that could happen, very well happen, in California, Washington State, Maryland, and many other blue states. But here's the thing, Dr. Youngblood, is they want to, as you say so accurately, they want to indoctrinate our children with this sodomite ideology at a very early age. We're talking kindergarten. And at the same time, here they are saying, let's put up warning labels. But let me get clarification on this, Dr. Youngblood. Is this Surgeon General who's trying to demand these warning labels, is this the same man who is pretending to be a woman? Is that the one who's doing this, Levine or whatever his name is?
This is a different person. This is his Indian by ethnicity, Vivek, V-I-V-E-K-M-U-R-T-H-Y, pronounced Murthy. He is the one that is in charge of it. He's the U.S. Surgeon General. Now, I think the one that's under him, which is the, what would you call it, associate to that, I think she is a shim. I think it's a him that's dressed as a shim and is acting the part. But you're right, it's in the same, how would you say, the venue, but a different person. But this one, what is so, how would you say, outstanding to me as being a lie of saying that Big Brother, Uncle Sam, is here to help you. We want to make sure that your sons, your daughters, our grandkids are protected from what they're calling sexual content or extreme violence. Sexual content that is almost laughable when we have the schools allowing drag queens to come in and put on the drag queen shows, that's supposed to be okay in the schools where you can't pledge to the flag, where the Bible is rejected, you can't name the name of Jesus, and sexual content is nothing but pure raw pornography is being presented, and supposedly our U.S. Surgeon General is concerned about the health of the kids because of social media. I see it, Congressman Hill, as a lie to get legislation passed that will give the federal government the authority to block anything they do not want we the people to see or to communicate, and especially if they could push that through before the vote in November the 5th of this year. I see all guns out and everything, no holds barred, the attempt to steal this election. And if they could even use this as a precursor, knowing, as you said, that possibility would be impossible for them to pass the legislation, even if they know that, realize that, see that, it will be enough fear that it would cause the ripple effect through all of the social media tycoons to say, we need to shut this down. We need to cut it off. We need to keep the public from seeing this. I believe that is the trajectory, and that's the intent for doing this. Congressman Hill, hold your thought. I believe we have a caller on the line. Caller, go ahead with your question or comment, please.
Yes, good morning, Dr. Youngblood.
Good morning. I pray that you're well today.
I pray that you're well. And Congressman, yes. I appreciate what you are doing. But everything you all said, I believe in my heart, we got the Prince of Persia over America right now. And it's not really, I call him Crazy Joe. They call him President. I don't. But it's Barack Obama's third term in the Oval Office doing all of this. You got so many terrorists over here now, it's ridiculous. And drug dealers over here now, that's ridiculous. They're trying to destroy America. So I'm bringing them down a notch or two. And I remember hearing that one time. I mean, what's y'all opinion on it?
Well, Kenneth, I believe you're exactly right. I'll let Congressman Hill respond to that. You're exactly right, and I think that you're wise in seeing that, and it's my prayer that others will see that also. Congressman Hill, what's your take on Kenneth's statement?
I'll have to admit, Dr. Youngblood, it was kind of hard for me to hear what Kenneth was saying, but I think I've heard him say that Obama is behind all of this because Biden doesn't have the mental acuity to be able to do it on his own. If that was his statement, I agree altogether with that, that Obama is indeed behind this. But not only that, it's not just Obama. Obama is taking orders from the CFR, the Council of Foreign Relations,
yes,
and from those at the UN, United Nations. It is all a plot to bring America down, to weaken,
yes,
America.
Kenneth, if you would turn your radio down in the background, Kenneth, it is distorting the conversation. Go ahead, Congressman.
I was saying that the whole idea is to weaken America so that they can install their new world order. Right now, America is too strong a nation. There are too many patriots who are here who refuse to bow down to a foreign government, to some other entity that would try to dictate what our lives are going to be. And that was demonstrated with this entire COVID-19 debacle. They thought that they could control America. And I will admit, Dr. Youngblood, they controlled way too many. In my mind, there were too many who went along with the jab, way too many who went along with wearing masks everywhere and the six-foot distancing and walking aisles only in certain directions. So they tried that test trial. They were able to see that it was possible to weaken America. Enough people would go along. That was test trial number one. Let's see what this next trial is going to be with this made-up bird flu pandemic.
Absolutely. Kenneth, thank you so much for your call today, and keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. Congressman Hill, I'm looking at a headline, and it touches on what you just covered. Disturbing study. COVID shots destroy young men's fertility. A new study has suggested that COVID shots, which already are known to cause serious side effects, including death, heart ailments that can be fatal, also triggered a decline in male fertility. A study done by the researchers in Denmark analyzed fertility levels from thousands of men 18 to 45 years of age, with half in the ages 18 to 24, and revealed COVID mRNA shots caused widespread fertility rates to drop. And I just made a little marginal note on this article. The COVID vax, this was designed as a mass genocide and to reduce the population around the globe. And so, Congressman Hill, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe we're just now finding some of the end results that you and I had talked about already 3 years ago, 2 years ago, in the continuing progression of the COVID scare that was taking place. But not only are we finding now that around the globe about 17 million people died from the COVID shot, about 1 million in America, and now it is just now being revealed that one of the major side effects of the COVID shot, if not fatality, was the sterilization. What's your take on that? Am I in the right pew with the right song?
You are, Dr. Youngblood, and I'll tell you what. For any male who hears that news, that will immediately take any lead out of your pencil. And I'll tell you what, that will make you consider strongly before you take any other type of vaccine, any other type of jab. I see billboards around my town of Pensacola saying, get the flu shot. I don't think so. I'm not going to get another shot from any of you government-controlled, you CDC representatives. There is no way you're going to stick me with any kind of needle unless I'm unconscious. If I am fully aware and able to, you're not going to put any type of virus, whether it be flu or any of those other ones you make up, you see on TV. They want to give you a shot for everything now. And I would encourage parents to strongly consider not getting your child vaccinated with those myriad of vaccines they want to give them just so they have to attend these government-run schools. There are like 17 different vaccines that they are pumping into these children before they reach the age of five. When you and I were growing up, there were like two or three that they gave us a shot for, Dr. Youngblood. So COVID-19 has awakened a lot of people. Do not take these government-mandated or government-suggested shots.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take the top of the hour news break. Let me encourage you to hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We're in conversation with Congressman Mike Hill, former representative for District 1 of the Florida House. Looking forward to further dialogue right after the news. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back.
Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville.